Okay, we recording? Recording. Check, 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 check.
Check the level.
Jingle bells.
We're not in the same room again.
Jingle bells. Check.
Jingle balls.
Check.
What's jingle your favorite?
What fun. Song? Tricky, isn't it, that?
Yeah.
I think it's probably, what's the one about skipping Christmas?
Know where your head's at.
You know Christmas. The one. It's like, what is it? Merry Christmas. But I think I'll skip this one this year. That one. Merry Christmas. But I think I'll skip this one. That one.
Yeah.
What's your favorite one?
I like the darkness, say, bell end.
Don't need the bell's end.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Vaguely, like vaguely rocky. Not really metal, but, you know, may contain metal.
I like the, it'll be lonely this Christmas.
Yeah, without you to hold.
Well, I used to just stop it there, and I just used to like just keep playing that beginning bit. It will be lonely this Christmas.
Post-apocalyptic film where someone like wanders into someone's abandoned house and there's a record playing. It's just like on loop, and the needle keeps skipping.
That
sounds really, really depressing.
Yeah,
sounds lovely. Your grotty grotto.
Famously, most Christmases I just spend it in an empty flat in North London.
Wow.
Humbug. And one year I've famously just casted myself drinking 12 beers in a row on my own.
Hey, 12 beers remember? Of Christmas.
Yeah. Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Do you remember that day?
Yeah.
Sort of. No one asked if I was okay.
Casted yourself, as in you did like a live stream of you drinking and talking.
Yeah, I sort of filmed each one and put
I do remember that.
Yeah. From the morning to the afternoon.
You did tell me never to mention that again and pretend I'd forgotten about it. But
you've forgotten about it.
We're back.
So yeah. So Christmas is just two.
Merry Christmas!
Wow! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
It's 2 days.
Had an insight into anyway. Matt's strange life. The strange life of Matt Smith, not the actor.
I am having a New Year's Eve party, though.
You are! You're gaff.
Hopefully more than one person. So if you want to come.
I hope so.
DM
Alas, we're doing a baby thing. Well, not a baby thing, but our friends who also have babies, we're doing a New Year's with them. We're doing like a New Year's Eve day thing and then going round to one of theirs. Yeah, we've got fucking babies. They're just sort of ruining everything.
You much better.
Yeah, I agree. Not better for the babies. They might perish.
We do have an outside area.
Yeah, what, put them outside in the cold?
Put them outside.
Fine. Yeah. Hopefully someone will swoop in and take them. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
If you're listening to this on the day of release, it is one day until Christmas. Eve, this will be.
Eve is Christmas. Yeah.
Twas the night before Christmas and everything was calm because no one was listening to this podcast.
Well, turns out they are. And we will talk about that later on.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much coming up today. So much.
Should we do the standard spiel, the advert spiel?
We do that after the jingle.
Yeah, okay, fine. Sounds good.
We can remind people that Album of the Year is coming up.
Oh, yeah, Our Album of the Year show is sometime in Jan. We haven't figured out exactly when. Sometime early Jan. If you want to have your say, and if you want to rate the albums that we have decided are on the shortlist, i.e. we don't really care what you think is your favourite album, we've got a bunch of
great.
No, we do
I care.
You go to at Make and Tame Metal Pod, our Instagram page, click on the link in our bio and you can go to the cool survey that we lovingly put together and you can fill in all the stuff and then tell us what you like and stuff and then we'll talk about it on the Album of the Year show in Jan.
I keep getting told people's favorite albums aren't on there, so that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's the case. It's quite a niche actually.
But so, fine. If it isn't on there, you can add it
you yourself. Can add it. We'll ignore it.
No, we won't. It's been a good month. I've seen a lot of bands. Have you seen any bands?
I've seen one band with you, and that's it.
Have you seen any without me?
None without you, because I wouldn't do that to you. But I saw Heck with you on the 2nd of December.
They were a lot of fun.
Underworld, they were a heck of a lot of fun.
Heck of a band.
They were amazing, actually. They're a fantastic band. May they continue if they decide to.
A lot of walking over crowds.
Yeah, they spent more time walking over the crowd than standing on the stage. That's what we like to see, though, isn't it?
Fun little fact about the Heck show.
Yeah.
So we left, and I was like, oh, I'm a bit tired. I'm going to go home, go to bed. Right, a bit tired.
Isn't a good fact. So is that the fact? That's rubbish.
No, that's not the fact. But you know, that's odd for me. I'm usually like, let's go out, let's carry the night on, let's keep the night going. I was like, oh, I'm a bit tired, I'm gonna go to bed. Turns out I was then sick for about 2 weeks after that, very ill.
A lot of people in that crowd looked ill. That could have been, I guess, you contracted something. You probably got it from the shoes of the guys in Heck.
Yeah, I think I got,
because they were all of our heads for quite a long time.
I had like norovirus or something, and I couldn't leave my ensuite
you posh git. I had to possibly leave my ensuite
at some point.
I was
sitting on the toilet. I was going to put my desk in the toilet for a bit and use that as a chair. I actually...
Toilet's big enough for a desk. Look at you.
I actually shit myself at one point during a meeting. I hadn't put my desk in my toilet yet.
That's a new low, isn't it?
Yeah.
I suppose no one would know, though, if you're on Zoom or something, if you were sitting in the toilet.
I turned my camera off and did a quick mute.
They definitely wouldn't know.
And then came back and turned it on again and then unmuted myself.
Fantastic.
I saw some bands.
Yeah, who do you see apart from Heck? Who else have you seen?
I saw Placebo. Have you heard of those?
Did you?
they played no songs I knew.
I think you thought you saw Placebo, but actually it just felt like you saw Placebo, but you didn't actually see Placebo.
No, I did see them. Okay. I saw a cover band of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
That's nuts.
They had a little nu metal section, a little punk section, and they weren't the best band I've ever seen, but they were up there in the cover bands, and that was also at the Underworld.
Oh wow, was it? Oh, yeah, was it packed? Was it as packed as Heck was?
Oh fuck no, you couldn't move for Heck.
No, exactly.
And you could walk about, run about.
But Heck, they were trying to stack people on top of each other. There was that little ground space.
Yeah, it was very packed. That's the busiest I've seen on the floor.
A two-tiered audience.
Yeah, it was for a lot of it. I also saw, I was sick from Heck.
Yeah.
I got better, and because I watched The Cure. Saw The Cure. You know,
that's a terrible joke, but I liked it.
It's awful. Yeah.
How were The Cure?
They were very dreary, aren't they?
I don't really like The Cure.
No, I've had an odd week of music.
Dreary.
An odd month of music.
I
enjoyed them. They were good fun. And then I saw Clutch. Do you know Clutch?
Yeah, love Clutch. You know that.
Oh, and I saw them at the Roundhouse in Camden.
Yeah, great.
And oh, what a set.
The set great. List looked great.
They were really good. He was losing his voice a bit, but you can't really tell because he's a bit gruff anyway.
He's a bit gruff. Did the guitarist look as cool as ever?
Yeah, he was just a little bit hunchback, a little bit looking at the ground.
Hunched over his guitar, looking at the ground, not moving.
I mean, Neil Fallon does a lot of the heavy lifting, let's be honest.
Oh yeah, he does, from a sort of charisma point of view.
Yeah, from everything. Yeah, yeah. Like, and that, you know, he makes the band amazing. And they had a keyboardist. They did the old 1-0-0-0-1-1-1-0-1-0-1
Great.
Yeah, so yeah, what a time. There were some support bands as well.
Did you see them?
I saw one. They weren't very good, and I completely missed the other one. Didn't even look to see who they were or what they sounded like.
Good. Well, good that we're supporting underground music.
We are. What are you drinking there in the Midlands? So far away.
So I'm currently, for the listener, I'm back at my family home where I grew up.
Ooh, family home.
For the Crimbo period. And my my dad always gets some beers in, and he's chosen a very fancy...
He knows you like beer. He knows you're a beer fan.
Fancy Belgian lager. Very posh. Ooh. Belgian lager. Stella Artois.
Stella Artois.
I don't know how you say it in Belgian. Stella Artois? Artois? Stella Artois.
Stella Artois.
Stella Artois, something like that. But it's all right. It's, you know, it's going down fairly well. Amazing. I feel a bit more violent than I did prior to drinking this.
Good That's job good. You don't have a wife. So
yes. Good yeah. point, actually.
Yeah. I've got...
good point on many levels.
I've got some discounted beer.
Oh, keep the faith. What is that?
It's Northern Monk. Northern faith, Monk. But it's got an England football
horrible.
Shirt.
I feel like my Stella should have an England football shirt on it. Yeah. It's yours.
So obviously it was for the football that just happened. And I'm guessing it's on discount because it didn't come home. So
oh, really? That was going to be the big it's coming home drink.
Yeah, actually, I guess so.
It remained. Like, well, it went to Argentina, didn't it? It didn't come anywhere near home.
It's actually half price. Really good deal.
Oh, great.
Really good deal. So shall we go to the theme song?
Yeah, let's.
Let's go to the theme song. Here it is. Put up your feet. Put on the ghetto. What's the Grand Prix? Who's the best in metal?
And there it was.
There it was. There it was.
So just prior to going into the running order,
yeah,
a bit of admin. If you like the podcast, please subscribe on whatever you listen to the podcast on. If you like the podcast, please rate it. Whatever
it's
you
on
like.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on everything. Rate it whatever you like, as long as it's
five stars.
Because that helps us get discovered. And who doesn't want to get discovered these days? Am I right?
Subscribe, it helps us to get discovered.
Subscribe, follow, all that sort of stuff. That'd be great. Please tell a friend. That's all of that stuff. So, running order, Matthew?
Yeah, what's on the agenda?
On the agenda is messages. We've got a message.
Yes. I love it. Keep sending those messages in.
Please keep going, guys.
Keep them coming. Love a message.
And then we're going to talk about new releases from Elder. Blame Kandinsky.
It was him.
Yeah. Colonial Wound. 16.
Too Young.
Yeah, fair enough. Actually legal, but fine. Doomsday.
Ooh, Tuesday.
Did you say Tuesday?
I did.
Is that your Doomsday?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. Metallica.
Me.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
You could have had...
Oh, yeah!
But that's also Creed. speaking of Creed, Atrocity.
Yes, it is.
Yep. And then Silent Civilian. I wish you were. Okay. that's all the bands that we're going to be talking about, new releases. And then we'll name one album of the week.
Yeah. What's it going
to
be?
And then, as Matt alluded to subtly earlier, because it's Christmas, we'd love to give you some kind of present. We're going to give you our Spotify Wrapped.
A gift to you.
I don't mean what Matt and I have been listening to, although that's interesting. Is it, in a way? But it's what you... It's our podcast stats. Very exciting.
Also, a gift from us to you is we're not going to do Band Name Generator because the next
episode... You're welcome.
...is the Album of the Year episode.
So in its place... We are going to deliver a little Christmas treat at the end.
A little Christmas treat at the end. A little advent calendar.
And that'll be the whole thing. Chocolate. That'll be it. Done. Right.
Yeah.
Shall we get
into it? I'd say
it
would be a short one, but it never is.
No, yes. It won't be a short one because we've spoken for 20 minutes at the beginning about
Let's get into it. Okay. Let's get into it. It's messages.
Okay, so the message, Matt, ooh, is from a record label.
Hello, label. Called... They want to sign us to re-record all of our titles.
Sort of. Nice. They're called Small Pond. They are the label behind the recent Skin Failure album.
Oh, I love Skin Failure.
Yeah, great album. Album of the week, album. I think, wasn't it? Last time?
Yeah.
They say, hi, May Contain Metal Pod. Thanks for getting in touch.
Hi, Small Pond.
Yeah, hi.
Wait, did we get in touch?
Yeah, well, wait for it.
Okay.
Hi, May Contain Metal Pod. Thanks for getting in touch. Yeah, because I tagged them when I said that Radilac was album of the week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
so they get a message. Hi, May Contain Metal Pod. Thanks for getting in touch. Someone will be with you shortly to answer your question. However, if your inquiry is about our rehearsal studio, please call reception. I don't know if it seems like an automated message, but I think it's. I think they wanted to get in touch.
Well, I think they think we practice this.
We rehearse. You know what, Small Pond? Thank you. We don't need a studio. We do pretty well on our own. I appreciate that, though.
We're not even in the same room, Small Pond. what a message.
Great message, right?
That. I love not knowing the messages until you read them.
I'll keep
it's
doing
my
that.
Favorite part of the podcast.
Okay, new releases? I think I'm up first, aren't I? Yeah. I have been listening to an artist called Elder.
Well, good, because I've been listening to an artist called 16, who are younger. Elder.
Very funny. Elder, they're a psychedelic prog stoner rock or psychoprona rock band from Massachusetts.
Ooh, they played next to my house the other day.
Oh, you've ruined my fun fact. Thanks.
What, that they played next to my house? Let's find out where I live.
I've got two fun facts for them, so I'll just use the other one. So the album is called Innate Passage. The front cover looks like a cross-section of a planet or the third member of Daft Punk that nobody lets out of the house. Wait for Matt to look at the album cover. Released on the 25th of November. Yeah, doesn't it? It looks like the sort of retarded cousin of Daft Punk.
He looks like he's in hell.
No one talks about him. Released on the 25th of November on Stickman Records. 54 minutes long. Only five tracks. Work that out. My standout track is Catastasis. And here it is! Their long scale compositions unfold as journeys running the gamut of styles from the 70s to the present within a single song with a penchant for sheer gatefold era grandeur. Not my words, obviously, the words of Rolling Stone magazine.
Ooh, RSM. And,
you know what, Matt? I couldn't agree more. Five tracks, as I said, all running between 8.5 and 15 minutes. God, that's long, isn't it?
Whoa, that's so long.
But it works. So long. As you can imagine, a fair amount of journeys to go on throughout the album. Very little filler, though, given how long these songs are. They often dive into the kind of riffy bit quite quickly. Very progressive, continual head nodding throughout. Equal parts melodic and heavy in a stoner rock kind of way. I really like the vocals on Nick DeSalvo. Very clean vocals, great, fine, effortless and equal in the mix, and also not cheesy, which for a clean vocal is rare in the genre of metal. Some very nice 70s rock and roll breakdowns and riffs and solos and shit, lovely harmonized guitar riffs. The backing synths give the album a really full sound. This is like a proper review, isn't it? What am I doing?
Yeah.
None of it's too complicated. Yeah,
other than the beginning bit.
Weird.
The Rolling Stones magazine.
Right? Yeah, I should write for the Rolling Stones magazine.
Yeah.
none of it is too complicated. Unlike this review, it all flows very nicely, and I've even written down and I bloody loved it. That could have just I could have said that off the cuff, but I've written it down. And I put, as would everyone's dad, but not yours, Matt, as he's dead. That's what
hey! And he probably had no taste in music.
Yeah, we'll never know.
No.
He is dead. Okay.
I did find out a couple of fun facts about him.
About your dad?
When he died. Yeah, because I obviously didn't know him before he died.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I only got to know
after
him when he died.
After he died.
I found out three facts. Here they are.
I really wish we were in a position to record a jingle for this, but we haven't got guitars with us, so we can't.
Three dead dad facts.
That'll do.
So fact number one, he liked James Bond. Well, there wasn't music, but there was music involved in James Bond.
Well, which
movie had a theme song?
I mean, find me a man over the age of about 60 or 70 who doesn't like James Bond, and I'll find you a liar. Carry on.
Second fact is he liked the sports team, Manchester United, and also he was cremated in a Manchester United shirt. The good thing about that is a football shirt was
got burned.
Yeah, and the third fun fact is when he was a young man, he died quite young, he won a championship tractor certificate thing. He won in a tractor competition.
Did he like tractor? Like driving it around.
Yeah, he was a farmer.
Oh, okay, fine.
Farmer man. That's actually four fun facts.
That's
I
four
about
fun
him.
Facts. Yeah, he's a farmer man as well. Wow.
So yeah.
Okay, great.
Didn't know that was going to come up in the podcast.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I was. But, yeah, I thought I'd mention but, your dead dad because you know it doesn't happen often.
No idea about
the listener doesn't
taste.
Know.
But I doubt he'd like Elder.
I presume he is a big fan of the Wurzels. I've got a brand new combine harvester.
Oh, hello.
That's the song. I'm not letting you know that I've got a brand new combine harvester.
Mine is very old.
What's that?
If you did have a brand new combine harvester, would you give me the key?
I would show you the key.
Right, okay, yeah.
I think
I can't be trusted. Can't be trusted.
I wouldn't give you the key because I know what you'd do with it.
Combine.
Man goes on combine harvesting rampage through Dalston. Seven dead. As well as his dad. Which is where all this started. Anyway, what was I talking about? Elder. Speaking of dads, Elder. Fun fact about Elder. Oh, can we try and do the dad jingle again? I've forgotten it, but I quite liked it. Fun facts, dead dad, fun facts.
Oh, yeah, can't remember like it.
Anyway.
Was one of the fun facts about they played near my house?
Yeah, they played Earth Hackney and we didn't go, was my fun fact.
Yeah. But we were at another gig, I think.
We were. Was it Heck?
Heck?
Yeah, no. It wasn't because Faye was. Was it? Yeah, maybe it was Heck.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Heck.
Okay. Anyway, doesn't matter. So, the other fun fact I had is that they currently live in Berlin.
Whoa! Where do they used to live?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. I like Berlin and Massachusetts.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You are from Massachusetts. That's probably what everyone says to them in Berlin.
Great. Anything else?
That's what happens there. For fans of Yob, Paul Bearer, Yob, not Yobs, who are awful people, Paul Bearer and long distance calling, my three word respect, fucking hell, my three word review, sorry.
Christ.
My three word respect.
Ooh, fun little fact is
that Stella's gone to my head.
You said they are for fans of Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
They played Earth Hackney with Paul Bearer.
Oh, did they? Well, there you go. Maybe that was in the back of my head somewhere. My three-word review is respect your elder.
Oh.
Nothing about the album, just a sort of pun.
Great album. That gets album of the week. So that would be the tagline on the picture.
Yeah.
Let's
see. Because... Let's find out.
I've been listening to some albums as well, believe it or not.
Which one?
I listened to Blame Kandinsky.
Oh, yeah.
Their album, Eclectic Ruiner. It came out December 2nd. It's 11 songs long, 44 minutes long.
Whoa.
It's their second album, and they're Greek mathcore.
Greek.
Yeah.
They're Greek. Wow. They're Greek.
My standout track is Complicit, and here it is! I'm sorry for the lies of black hole.
And there it was.
There it was.
In Greek. Indeed. If I could do that.
Greek. You have to learn Greek.
I would, you know what? I would look it up and just Google Translate, but they have a different alphabet, don't they? So yeah, I wouldn't even be able to pronounce it.
You can't just write that out.
I'll try whilst you're doing it. Carry on.
I was in Greece recently. Didn't see them. The concept behind the album is one's lifelong struggle in a world that's seen with indecency, racism, inequality, and greed. We try to stay empathic and honest. And honest.
Empathic works, I think.
Eclectic Ruiner shares the thought that pain is an illusion.
Sounds very Greek, very philosophical.
It is a part of us with a million faces that we observe, and it observes us back. So, and I agree, totally agree with that.
Sound off their tits.
Yeah, it's great. It's very mathcore-y. It's got a lot of changes in time signature without any warning. You don't know they're coming, and then they change the time signature. And there's a few jazz breaks as well.
Yes, love those.
I love the jazz breaks. I love this album. It's incredible. I didn't know him before this album came out, and I've listened to it quite a lot. It's for fans of Dillinger Escape Plan, Every Time I Die, Birds in Row, Botch. And my three-word review for Blame Kandinsky, Eclectic Ruiner, is blamed for an eclectic mix of brilliance.
Wonderful. Good review.
Thanks.
Would you like to know what And There It Was is in Greek?
Fuck yeah.
It's Kai Eke Itan, but in a Greek accent. Yeah.
What? I think you nailed that, probably.
Yeah, well. Probably. Someone will tell us that I didn't. Okay. I have been listening to Colonial Wound, or Colonial Wound, if you want to pronounce it incorrectly. They are a sludgy, noisy hardcore band, or sloizcore, from Florida. In America, I think their album is called Easy Laugh. The front cover is sort of very, that didn't seem as easy as you tried to make it out. The front cover is sort of some mad modern art that you would see on the wall of a posh house. Released on the 9th of December on Hex Records, it's only 25 minutes long.
Ah, that's like lovely that.
That's a lovely length, isn't it? If you've got to do something else later. standout track is called Cyanotype.
And here it is!
Hey, Eki, it's Sam. There it was.
Indeed.
I bloody love these guys. We reviewed. We reviewed their EP Degradation back in April of 21, if you remember. And I had no idea, Matt. Did you? That this was coming out? That they had an album coming out? No idea. Just popped up on a list of new releases.
Yeah. Great.
And here it is. And it's amazing. Very melancholy, discordant guitars throughout. Very, very heavy. But also, you can make everything out like it's not messy. It's not mathy. It's sort of just hardcore-y. Vocals, I think, are run through some kind of effecty thing, so they sound very dirty. Bass also very dirty, so it's got that sludgy sort of vibe. Overall, very filthy. Bangers from start to finish. It's been my go-to stumbling home at 1 a.m. after a night out album. You know, when you're really pissed.
Yeah.
Really heavy on.
You actually messaged me saying, how good is this album? Or is it just that I'm pissed? And I was like, yeah. Really great.
Actually really good. And that you're pissed.
Yeah.
By the way, incidentally, if anyone does see me stumbling home at 1 a.m, you could mug me very easily, because I've always got something really heavy in my ears and I have no idea what's going on. So please do. Please mug me. I don't have much on me.
Yeah, I need a new phone. Take my old one, please.
Yeah, exactly. Fun fact, the vocalist, I think this is correct. Correct me if I'm wrong, listener. The vocalist, I think, is the same guy as the vocalist in Yashira. Do you remember them?
Ooh, yeah, I love Yashira.
They were like our number two album of the year in 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's the same guy. It's the guy from Yashira,
wow. Yeah. That's why they're so good.
Yeah, really good. For fans of Yashira, Botch, Dillinger Escape Plan, I put, even though it's not as mental. 3-word review for Colonial Wound. Easy laugh is gaping, gushing, great.
Amazing. Love that. Love
over
that.
Over to you, Matthew.
My 3-word reviews are very long this week. I've been listening to the band 16. Don't know why they're called that. It's probably not like they just called a number. That's fun.
Is that not? Surely there should be a fun fact around that.
I couldn't find one. Yeah, they're not. They've been around for ages as well. Their album is called
16 Into years, maybe.
Into no longer. They've been around since the 90s.
No, they haven't. Really?
Fucking hell,
man.
I know.
That is well mental.
It's mentally ill. It came out November 18th. It's 12 songs long, and it's 44 minutes, like Blame Kandinsky. I'm only listening to 44-minute albums this month. It's out on Relapse Records. It's their 9th album.
No, it's not. 90s. Stop making shit up, man.
They're American sludge punk metal based out of Southern California. They're based out of San Diego.
San Diego.
Bible's penis, whatever.
That's vagina. But yeah. Continue.
Whale's vagina. My standout track is Lane Splitter, and here it is!
There it was.
That's how you say it in San Diego. this is great. It's very heavy, sludgy, catchy. I'd also for something that's so heavy and sludgy, it's also extremely listenable. There's a track called Scrape the Rocks, and which kind of would actually work well in like a stadium. So yeah, really
great.
Good. But yeah, it's
what I want from my albums.
It's very riff heavy. There's like a sort of Pantera style groove to it as well sometimes. There's little hints and bits and bobs from sort of, you know, all your best sludge and southern sort of metal bands. For fans of Crowbar Down, Corrosion of Conformity, there's some Corrosion of Conformity bits in there. They've got great track names as well, like Dressed Up to Get Messed Up and Born on a Barstool. So, you know, tracks like that really sort of relate to me. Because, you know, I like to get dressed up to get messed up.
And you were also born on a barstool.
I was, yeah, famously.
Yeah.
And that was the barstool owned by Alicia Dixon's nan.
Did not expect you to say that at all.
Yeah, like I was so when I was born, okay. My mother and I, yeah. At the time when I was born, lived in a pub.
Oh, this explains a lot.
The pub was owned by, you know,
Alicia Dixon's nan. Yeah, yeah.
Mystique.
Is it Mystique? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Yeah, let's go with Mystique.
And and the landlady was Alicia Dixon's nan, actually. The nan was the landlady.
That is mad.
Yeah, it's pretty mad. So my three-word review is longer than that, and it's got because the album's called Into Dust, I put more years of sludgy wetness to go before you turn into dust.
Fun fact for you, just because I had to look it up. You're right, it is Mystique that Alicia Dixon's from, but it was spelled Miss, M-I-S, hyphen, Teak, T-double-E-Q.
What?
Yeah.
That is a fun fact. Mystique. Yeah.
That's all I had on that, but I just thought, what a funny spelling.
That is a funny spelling. So that is 16, Into Dust. Check it out.
Boom.
Great album. Even better than Miss Teak's albums.
Which I think was also called, it was called Into Lust, wasn't it? I don't know what it's called.
No. Who knows?
Who knows? No one will ever know. That's the thing. That's the good thing about
never,
that fact.
Ever. You listen to any like singles or anything?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Two. Literally two. Same. Doomsday. A band called Doomsday.
Monster Magnet song.
Is it? Well, this is
more things.
It's also lots of other things. It's also Doomsday, the day when everyone dies, apart from some Jehovah's Witnesses who go ascend into heaven. Anyway, so Doomsday, Depictions of Chaos is the EP, came out on the 18th of November. They're a very cool old school thrash type sounding band from Oakland in the US. My standout track is Mask of Sanity.
And here it is!
I was describing was The Rapture as opposed to Doomsday.
A band from Finland,
I think, or somewhere like that. They're terrible, The Rapture, as is The Day That Will Never Happen. Yeah. Over to you, Matt.
The Day That Never Comes. Talking about The Day That Never Comes by Metallica. I've been listening to...
That was smooth.
I know. I've been listening to Metallica's new song.
Whoa.
They're still going. Who would have guessed? After all these years. And their song... Lux Eterna! And here it is!
There it was.
So Metallica, famously featuring members of Suicidal Tendencies,
Exodus,
famously released a new song that I don't know. It sounds like it could have been pulled straight off of Garage Inc. Like it sounds like a Merciful Fate cover or something. People are saying it's got like a sort of back to the 80s vibe to it.
It does a bit, I reckon. It's better than a lot of the things they've done fairly recently. It also sounds a bit like
the new Megadeth anything.
Well, come on now. it also sounds a bit, the chorus is a bit like a sort of Japanese anime series called Lux Eterna. I can imagine that being a thing.
Oh, fuck it, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that show.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
Do we know what Lux Eterna means?
I've not looked it up. I didn't know you were going to ask me that question. I'll say some facts if you want to look it up. So it's from their upcoming album. Metallica have a new album coming out.
Wow.
You know, out of nowhere. They didn't even tell us they were making it. And then, pow, we got a new one. It's called 72 Seasons. And supposedly 72 Seasons is your first 18 years of life or some bollocks. And then that's the ones that sort of make you who you are or something. And it comes out on April the 14th on Blackened Records, Metallica's own label. And Blackened is also, fun fact, is also a whiskey that Metallica sell, even though their main person is a recovering alcoholic and they just flog whiskey. So yeah, that's Luxica. I'm looking forward to the album a lot. And also,
I'm looking forward to slagging it off in front of you too.
So they're doing a tour where they're only playing Friday and that every gig of the tour they're playing Friday and Sunday. They're just doing two gigs, and you have to buy a ticket to both gigs. You can't just get one.
What? Ticket. Why? Is one the new album? One's all the old stuff.
Well, they're doing a no repeat weekend. No repeat weekend.
Wow.
No repeat. They're not playing. So. There'll be one of those gigs. You won't have to listen to Enter Sandman, which should be great. I can't wait.
Do they play St. Anger live?
Well, I hope they will on this no repeat weekend.
that's what you're going for.
That's what I'm going for.
Do you want to know what Lux Aeterna means?
Yes, please.
So Lux Aeterna, brackets communion, the communion antiphon, whatever that means, for the Roman Catholic Requiem Mass. Not as cool as I was hoping. There's also a film called Lux Aeterna by Gaspar Noé.
Ooh.
Which is sort of art house film, 51 minutes long in French. So, you know, it could Bonjour. Be either of those things.
Could be anything.
Who knows? Yeah.
I thought it was. I liked it, and I'm looking forward to the album.
Great.
So that's Metallica. Have you listened to anything?
Yes. I have been listening to a single called "Malicious Succubus" by a band called Atrocity. Came out the 21st of December from.
And what was it called again? Sorry.
Malicious Succubus.
And here it is.
And there it was. From the new album Occult 3 out on the 20th of Jan. I don't really like this. I just put it on there because I knew you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it as well.
Yeah.
Not my favourite type of music.
Black metal-y thing.
You know anyway, what?
Anything else
Some
from
people
you?
Oh, will love it. And
that's
I love,
fine.
And I love that.
We
I love
like
people
a
love it.
Diverse group of musical tastes on this podcast. So it's fine.
So I've been listening to Silent Civilian. And their song, My Addiction. Are you addicted to anything?
This podcast, that's about it.
Their song is called My Addiction, and here it is! So this is Silent Civilian around years ago. They had an album called Rebirth of the Temple in 2006.
Wow.
And I had it and liked it. I had it
on
TV.
Okay.
Yep. And
old school fan.
And, you know, it's It features the singer of Spine Shank. You know Spine Shank?
Yeah, I do remember Spine Shank.
Yeah, yeah. So it's got the singer
nasty
of Spine
injury
Shank
as well.
Yeah, it would be. I felt this was like his. You know how like Dez went from Cold Chamber to Devil Driver, and Devil Driver were a bit better and a bit heavier, and you know was like a you know a better band to listen to than Cold Chamber. I feel this was the Spine Shank singer's Devil Driver.
So is he is the singer?
It's the singer.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. Was he the singer before? Was he just the singer now?
No, he was the singer before as well.
He's always been the singer.
He's always been the singer of Silent Civilian. And I can't doesn't look like there's sort of an album release date or anything. It's just the track that's come out. So it looks like they're back though. It looks like they're back.
What great news for you in particular.
Well, I liked them in 2006 and then forgot they existed.
Great. That's what all bands want to happen to them.
But I've remembered and this new song's out. So
great.
Yeah. I think that's all of the songs.
I think that's new releases.
Could only be one thing. We had to crown one. I think it's a hard one this week.
All of the four albums are all really good.
Really
it's very
good.
Tricky.
Very tricky, but
so good. I might even add them into our album of the year shortlist.
Oh, you have to. It's in the year.
I'll add those four in. Yeah,
add them now. Do it now.
Yeah, I'm doing
pause.
It right now. Right now.
Okay, done. Great. Done. Okay. So, have we done the album of the year jingle? Album of the week.
No, not yet. Go play it now.
It's album of the week. Album of the week. Okay, I'll get McMouty out of there.
I want to smash that beat for the last time.
On the desk.
For the last time in 2022. Going to smash his or her or their beak.
And they can then rest until the new year.
Yes.
So here it goes. Who's it going to be? Here we go.
Album of the week. This week goes to... Blame Kandinsky.
Whoa!
Eclectic Ruiner.
For winning. Well done, Blame Kandinsky.
Well done. You can have a few Ouzos to celebrate.
Ouzos.
And some Gyros.
Some Mythos and some Gyros. I'll tell you what, though. I'm a world traveler. I like to get around.
Yeah, you've been to some places,
Next time I'm in Greece, come and see me.
He'll get you a Mythos and a Gyros.
Big bottle of Mythos and a large Gyros. And you could share it amongst yourselves.
Between the three or four or five or six of you.
How many of them is there? Four. Yeah. Well done, Blame Kandinsky.
Yeah.
You were the best album I've listened to this week.
Woohoo!
And the other ones were also very good, annoyingly. So, well done!
Album of the week!
That was...
Album of the week!
Right. Okay, we don't have a jingle for this bit.
No. We can try one.
But no. You don't have a guitar?
No, I mean, we can just try one now off the cuff. Oh,
okay. It's Christmas time.
Do we put it in?
No, what we're doing instead is
I'm not gonna do that.
We do a music bed of Christmas cheer.
A music boy in the background.
Yeah, a little music
like bed like a sort of jingly bell and like a if you
a
get little... like a really light in the background.
Yeah, so
but really
what I do is I find a long old Christmas tune and I play that under this bit.
And then I'll go through
and
the
I
stats.
Will start it now.
Okay. Welcome to are you gonna sing it? No. Spotify Wrapped. So if you're not familiar with this, at the end of the year, they basically take all what you listen to and stuff and they chuck it in a thing and they send you a thing and everyone goes crazy. They also do it for podcasters. So because our podcast is on Spotify, amongst other platforms that are also available, they'll give us some stats on our own podcast for the year. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stats.
Five stats.
Which one do you want to hear first, Matt? One, two, three, or five? Which one do you want to hear first? Five. Okay.
Yeah.
We made 601 minutes of new content. That is more than 78% of other creators in the music category.
whoa, weird. Like,
what the hell are the rest of them doing? We only did one podcast a month. What's wrong with
that? That's enough for some people. Someone said you need to do more again. And, you know, I was like,
who said that? No one said that. Who said that? Are you saying that?
No, I was someone said asking that for a friend. I should do more.
Sure. Yeah. What do you want now? Fact one, two, three, or four?
Three.
We were played in 2022 in 24 countries.
Whoa, name them all.
I can give you top five.
Okay, yeah, top five is good.
UK, US, Denmark, Australia, Norway.
Great.
Top five.
Wow. Yeah. Yep.
Which facts do you want now?
English speaking countries. Number one.
Our podcast was in the top 15% most shared globally.
Whoa, that's why again, we got 24
cannot
countries.
Be true, but it must be as well, because it's a fact.
I think
isn't that mad?
I think other podcasts are only shared
just
within
not
their
shared.
Country. Oh, not shared.
Ours are global.
Yeah, I think because we play global bands.
We do. Yeah,
we had
Greece
and America.
We had a Greece bear, man.
And people that live in Berlin but are from Massachusetts.
Imagine growing up in Massachusetts with a lisp.
Right, number four.
Number four. We were in the top 15%. Most followed podcasts on Spotify.
Whoa, we've followed.
That's mad too, isn't it?
Thanks for following. Next year, guys, let's get us to the top 10.
Top 10 next year, please. Tell a friend. And then the last fact that you didn't ask for yet.
Number two.
We gained 62% more followers this year. Than last year. 62% increase.
Thanks for the 62%.
That seems really good.
Yes, it is. What a year for us.
What a year.
We keep jokingly saying, thanks, listener. And it turns out...
There's more than one of you.
There's more than one. Someone told a friend.
Well done.
Someone told a friend. So, yeah, thanks, everyone. And, you know, keep us going. Keep us alive.
Share. Don't kill us.
Do your five stars. Do a little
review. Send it to everyone. Play it to your mum.
Oh, my God. That Matt is... voice is so sexy and gravelly.
Listen to us in the bath.
ASMR. It's like sends me right to sleep.
We should do it. We should do a whole ASMR episode. That should be quite funny. I think we should.
I'm up for it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
If this is like ASMR for anyone, they clearly have a lot of trauma in their lives.
That's what we want. People with trauma.
Tell your trauma friend.
They are the most loyal fans.
Yeah. Like me. Come on.
We should stipulate. Tell a friend. Who has been through some shit?
Should be
part of it.
Yeah.
They're more likely to be interested. Okay, that was our Spotify Wrapped.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
thanks.
Pretty good. And then
and that is now. Wait! I'm going to stop the music bed now. I love that.
Well done. That was slick.
I hope. I actually put it.
Hope you edit that correctly.
I hope I remember to put it in.
We'll write it down.
Right, so that leaves us to Advent Treat, I think. Does that leave us to our Advent Treat?
Yeah, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah, so that's what I'm calling it for some reason. So, okay, it's Christmas. We all know it's Christmas.
Yes.
We're all aware. You know, Santa's been, and he's dropped off a track, a Christmassy track. He's wrapped it up, and we're going to unwrap it, find out what it is, and then play some of it for you now instead of Band Name Generator. So what a treat.
Exciting. What's it going to be?
And before I open it, I just want to say, I hope you will get everything you want for Christmas.
I don't. No, I do.
And I hope that you got people something that they wanted as well. And I hope you get drunk, very drunk, unless you're recovering. And I hope you stay very sober during the festive season.
Very good. Stay on that wagon.
Yep, keep going. And here it is. I'm going to unwrap the Christmas tune. Here we go.
Very convincing.
Oh my God. It's
this is the problem metal. With living in the digital age. No one has paper near them to be able to do rapping noises.
It's called Metalcore Christmas by Stetsy. Never heard of them. So here is let's have a quick look about who Stetsy are.
Okay.
Stetsy, they're Austria's five-piece party core flagship.
Oh, Christ. This is gonna be good. Flagship, as in the only one. The first and only party core band from Austria.
All those party core bands. They look like a lot of fun. Their pictures, they've got one of them.
Looks can
up.
Be deceiving.
They're wearing suits in one.
They're wearing lavender jackets suits.
In another one.
That's
you
better.
Know, they're party guys. Few
they
party
sound pretty
guys.
Crazy.
You know, their sound invokes names like Electric Cowboy, Parkway Drive, While She Sleeps, and Santa has dropped it off just for us to listen to. So here it is, Metalcore Christmas, and here it is.